Before you leave the subject, I think it's, I would like to hear your evaluation of the importance of that change in the grievance machinery and the fact that this has a continuing problem that today, or, you know, in recent times, and certainly in the future, will continue to get attention for the serious problem that it is. I just thought it was necessary to point this out.
Yeah, there. One of the problems, one of the phenomena that I observe and the all these years and these things, to be sort of common, is the human tendency to address process as a means of resolving difficulties. When you have a Martin Lavin who filches money out of an estate, let's say, for example, and it gets bad press and something's got to be done about it. There is, on the one hand, a hue and cry to draw and quarter Martin Lavin. And oftentimes, the person who is in trouble does, in fact, get run out of town on a rail or whatever. But at the same time, there is this thrust to improve the process. Let's create a more powerful grievance board. Let's put lay persons on the grievance board so that in the future these things won't happen, so that the layman's point of view will be expressed. Let's, as we did, increase the bar dues from a nominal $35 a year, whatever it was, to $100 a year so that we can afford to hire full-time professional grievance investigators and administrators, so that these things won't happen again in the future. Now, we did it, and at the time it was hailed, or at least recognized as a responsible and reasonable thing to do. In my opinion, the court, after I left it, made a serious mistake by chopping the grievance board in two. They bifurcated the process, and what they did was, somebody said, well, we can't have the grievance board prosecuting people and at the same time sitting in judgment on those people. So we've got to have an attorney grievance panel or grievance administrator who is sort of like the prosecuting attorney, and then over here we have to have the attorney discipline board, which will be like the judge and sit in judgment on whether or not the attorney ought to be disciplined. In my opinion, that was a mistake. In the first place, there are all kinds of administrative agencies that function in a quasi-judicial fashion. And every prosecuting attorney has to decide whether he thinks somebody's guilty or innocent before he decides to issue a warrant. So in the sense of deciding guilt or innocence, everybody connected with it. But the policeman who stops you on the street has to make a judgment about whether you're guilty or innocent before he proceeds with his giving you a ticket. But that's not the determination of guilt or innocence that really counts. Eventually, some kind of judicial officer has to make that judgment. And in the case of lawyers, the decision is made by the courts. As I said in my speech, it is the courts who issue the license, it is the courts who take it away. The function of the grievance commission is to ferret out those lawyers that need to be disciplined and recommend the discipline to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court may not buy what the commission is coming to them with, but the commission has done its job if it prosecutes the people. But somehow or other, they got the idea in their head that the Supreme Court doesn't do this. We got to have this attorney grievance or attorney discipline board, which is disciplining the lawyers. In the long run, I don't think they can really do that. What they've done, however, is to make the process more complicated and more expensive than it needs to be, and perhaps. It's now being dragged out longer. But to get back to this proposition, process. We created the process, and while I don't like the bifurcation of it, the Attorney Grievance Commission remains, if you look at just that half of it, substantially as we created it back in 1970. But it doesn't mean it's always going to work. I mean, the fact that you have a wonderful Constitution for the United States and a wonderful setup for government, for Congress and a Senate and the President and so on, doesn't mean you're always going to get good people. Or that the people who are elected or are chosen to serve us in those capacities are always going to discharge their duties responsibly. Bob Walden and I are fond of saying to each other, a phrase that we picked up somewhere along the line, you gotta get up early in the morning and fight for freedom, and you gotta fight for freedom all day long until you're tired and go to bed at night, and then you gotta get up in the morning the next day and fight for freedom all over again. And it's kind of an amusing thing, that routine that we do, but the concept that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty is very real in the ordinary affairs of men, and eternal vigilance, watchfulness over the activities of the court or the Attorney Grievance Commission or anything else, is simply a necessary reality. And I don't think. But my point is, I don't think improving the process is always the answer. I think if you get a decent process in place, you're getting good people.